you're just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Welcome, Amy.
Hi, Kitty. Thank you for having me.
Back from a short hiatus from last week.
Back from sort of semi kind of, well, not really any time off, but yeah.
Have you noticed the lights underneath the
desk?
Oh,
I've just noticed them. Who did that? There's a disco under the desk.
We now have lights and we can turn them on and have a little party. Although you can't really see them because it's a bit, it's probably too light in here, but at night it looks great.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Maybe I'll get back into doing my graveyard shift at like 2 till 4 in the morning.
And then you can have a little party.
Yeah, now these lights, it changes everything.
So we're back for Who Arted, and who do we have in the studio?
Okay, so today we have a visual poet, is what I've described him as, Thomas Pound, who's going to be chatting with us about The Instance, a series of Instagram images currently showing at Old Government House. I say Instagram images simply because it's an interesting point, which we can discuss, but we probably might not get to it. But we could, about how art has changed and how images and Instagram, and whether or not it is art. But of course it's art, because essentially you are representing reality, and who cares if it comes through Instagram or not. Anyway, Roger Horrocks, oh, welcome.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Amy.
Roger Horrocks, Emeritus Professor at the University of Auckland, says of your work, Thomas Pound has a unique, curious eye, refined by years of filmmaking, theatre design, museum exhibits and found objects sculpture. For his latest visual harvest, once again, he collects from the streets 100 Instagram squares richly informed. This is visual poetry for all creative readers, and it certainly is a delight to go and see. How did this show come about?
It basically, Sam from the collections at Auckland University came to me and said that he wanted to create a show on my Instagram work that he'd been following on Instagram.
That's really interesting. And so what about the actual show up at the Government House? Because Government House, just to explain to probably a lot of listeners, maybe sort of know it. It's at the intersection of Princes Street and it's across from the High Court. The High Court? Is that the High Court?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that bit of grass with the trees that you see down there? Basically, Government House is a strange and wonderful place full of displays of bowls, archival information, uniform chairs and allocated rooms which all sit empty amidst the heavy smell of institutional carpet and wood polish. Something one would be familiar with if they went to boarding school. But it is such an unusual... I've never thought of a show being there before. So how...
Yeah, well, it was... It's really interesting. It's an interesting concept that Sam had of putting something so modernist in an environment with such history. Like I think when the building was wooden, the first two New Zealand governments were attempted to be formed there and failed. And also from those same rooms, the same failed governor was compelled to order an army from England to hunt down Honeheke. So in that environment, we're in the in a century where Instagram is now hanging on such walls. It's quite entertaining.
Yeah, it is in that sense. Hey, also just around Government House, are students banned? Because I heard that students are completely banned from the building.
Thanks for putting that one on me, Amy.
But are they? They are. No, well, can they get in there? There's no one checking at the doors.
No, there's no one checking at the door, and it's open from 10 to 4. I'll never show there again. Thanks, Amy.
Oh, no, I'm not putting it on you. I was just asking a question.
Yeah. It was interesting. I was concerned because of my I wasn't an alumni of Auckland University,
you didn't go to Auckland.
So I was quite privileged to be allowed into such a such a hollowed
such
environment.
Such a spiritual place, that's right. Government House.
That's right.
But also Government House has great collection. Even just wandering through there, you can see that there's some Dombinis and a Dombini. They've got an excellent collection of art.
Oh, they've got Hoteries, McCann's, Killeen's, Roger Mortimer's. It goes on and on.
It's a great space to actually go cruising through. if you have time, if anyone's in the hood. So I would expect your reframing of reality to be quite refined with a background like yours in the theatre design and filmmaking and museum exhibits. Can you tell us more about your background and how long you worked in the theatre for and what kind of exhibits at the museum you set up?
Yeah, and I actually got a job as a trainee set designer at Theatre Corporate through an exhibition of photography. And that led on to short filmmaking, where I did animated short films with three-dimensional objects. And in theatre I was only there probably about 2 or 3 years, but it was very informative and it informs my work. I think, you know, literature also informs my work. There's definitely a theatre about the construct of what I do.
You know? Yeah, I think a lot of the photographs that you have capture sort of like scenes, or not mise-en-scenes, but just elements of scenes that there's another narrative going on somewhere else. Like you've got a woman mannequin, but then there'll be some sort of glamorous kind of element that's slightly worn down, or the remnants of some party ribbons wrapped around a pole that is on the street, kind of. There's evidence of a story that's happened, and this is just one small summary of it. So definitely I see the theatre coming through in your work. What about your films? What are your films like? I've not...
I haven't done filmmaking for a long time. One was Pages of Dreams, another one was Between Words. One of them was in the Headland show that went through Europe, but yeah, it was very early animation filmmaking. So it's a distant history to me.
Did you draw them, or did you? What was it? Photographs, or was it like kind of?
I built sets, miniature theatrical sets for them, and then animated them by stop frame animation on 8mm film.
I did the same thing at art school. I would love to see them. Are they accessible anywhere?
I think they need to digitise them down in Wellington, if anyone in Wellington's listening.
So what are they on at the moment? Are they on? They're on film, of course. Yeah, okay. Okay, all right. Well, I'd be really keen to kind of... motivate that to happen. So something I wanted to say is, obviously, I don't know, you don't write extensively. Do you write, actually?
No.
Yeah, so you strike me as, your persona is like, potentially you could be a writer. And I could imagine you drawing these images that you've got from Instagram and then writing about the narrative that's outside of the image. Have you ever thought or considered crossing over into actually using and inking some of your images that you've captured and then writing?
Having said I don't write, one show I did was painting with prose work on it. So in a way, in that, back to that theatre concept, I try and it's not really conscious because it's Instagram, but I think the work leaves an open narrative, but I'm aware that within that frame there is a story, that there's something being told.
I would love to see that happen. I'm just trying to make you do stuff now. I'm sorry. Anyway, that's we're out of time now. But thank you so much for coming up. I highly recommend people. Was there one last thing you wanted to say?
No, Amy. I'm quite finished.
Okay.
thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I'm sorry for being so bossy. So if you would like to check out Simon's. Thomas's work, Thomas, go into Old Government House, which is 24 Princess Street. Go to Instagram and check out his work, Thomas Newman Pound. It's fabulous. And it's called The Instance, and it's on until the 9th of August. Thanks.
Thank you.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.